Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome in the queue! What's happening, team?
What is happening? You tell
me. We're going early, that's what's happening, young man!
Alright, who is?
Me, you! Obviously, cannot wait, man. Cannot wait to see what you've got planned for us.
How man, Ogan?
You've got 8 games today this weekend.
You're going to Aberdeen.
I'll catch up with you earlier.
I don't know. See all this shit about catching up with me earlier?
No,
you're not leaving us. He's fucking bidding us already, man.
No, because this is it's different for me.
I'll get you the cross.
This is it's different when I go there. Honestly, it's a different thing.
He's a different guy. That's what it is. He doesn't want to see how he is with his misses and all that.
No, behaves. I know that's part of it. That's part of it because I'm not there with the misses. It's like I'm cheating. But anyway,
he's not allowing you anywhere near him.
What's the script to us? I'm not feeling like
you're not getting the love.
It does something for me.
This is a different part of his life.
It's not like one good larky.
The two worlds can't collide.
And
he needs to go with the family.
And it's once I'm there, I'm there to just watch him and I'm engrossed in the game. I'm not even sitting with you anyway. I'm away in a different part of the ground.
You are not the man I thought you were, mate. I'm
your
so you didn't want to talk just when we're in there?
Oh, I'll see you. But even trying to get into the ground is you'll need your passport and all that, all this sort of stuff. But you get through a couple of two or three security checks,
he's it's mad. You.
Surely Blues can get us on the fucking through the front
Blues
door.
Lines, what's happened to Blues?
I think you don't understand. There's loads of people that are going there. It's like no deal.
See, guys, I know it's not as if it's a wee game you want to go to.
By the way,
and
that's how again it's so
good. Fucked.
I mean, they're talking about it.
Hope I get beat, man.
Listen, I'll fucking just take you down and introduce you to the ultras, and you'll get fucked. By the way, that'll be happening.
Get on camera. Make sure you get that.
I'll be the ultras. No problem, mate.
You don't mess with it. You can't run away
from East Cobra. Right, ultras, what are you talking about?
Kieran, the cameraman is going to get leather for man. United fans, mate, be amazing. Imagine that upon your
in Italy, by the way.
Stick his camera up his arse.
They'll hunt you down there. I'm telling you, they're crazy people, some of them.
Do you know them?
No.
Right, we need a travel guide, Derek Ferguson travel guide. We're going for 2 days, what should we take in our luggage?
You're not there long enough anyway, because Bologna's a city, you need to go for 2 or 3 days at least. You can't just go in and out. You need to sample the city.
The tourist board?
What?
How would you?
It's different. It's a city.
Do you need the bus tours?
Another thing is, I don't think the weather's that great.
No, it's changed. Checked it this morning. It's Saturday, Sunday starting to change.
Is it good? Because you need to get the hot, sweaty experience as well. You need that.
Is that what Carol is lighting up?
Can you get that in Mother Olness? See, you don't need to go to Bologna for that. Come in my house.
What, so we're not going to have fag in that, together?
I'm half a fags.
Oh, fuck off, Derek.
He's half fags for Lent.
I'm going to get the real Derek. I'm going to have a good time.
Cold therapy. I'm stunning.
He's splashing his face with cold water.
Oh, man, the cold therapy. Espresso and a fag.
A fag, me and him Saturday morning.
Sitting in a cafe.
Strathclyde Park.
Mate, that's what's all about, isn't it? Watching the world going by. He's got a fucking bin you.
No.
Can you not change for one weekend, mate? Come on. I'm going to hear it myself.
I'll tell you what, it's a bit tight. It's a bit tight.
It's tight.
In terms of... it's a bit tight in terms of time. In time when we get there, so we're a wee bit of a rush, but we'll get there.
What about the plane on the wheel? We'll get a couple of glasses of red wine.
We'll be alright.
He's not sitting with you.
But it's fairly. Take it as it comes. Like there when I go there, I try no plan as much. I just want to go there and watch.
I like that. We'll just go off a cuff.
I want to go and just watch him. See, I'll no probably talk to you between the times of 5 and 6. Honestly, I'm
Bag of nerves.
I'm there to watch. Aye, well, aye.
Sorry.
There you go.
That's not a bad thing, mate.
I do get a bit uptight
before the games. I do. I admit that. I get a bit excited. It's only natural, isn't it?
What, give us a prediction for the game, would you think?
I tell you what, again, if they come away with no getting beat, it would be a great result. I can't believe you're there at the minute. It's phenomenal.
They were good at the weekend. I watched the game.
The second half, they were good, and that was because Morton made the changes. He made a couple of changes at half time, changed the course of the game.
So, you'll surely get a big job soon, eh, Morton?
Oh, God almighty.
Take his warrior with him as well.
That's it.
His philosophy on the game is brilliant, but so it is.
I'm looking forward to seeing him.
You'll enjoy that. But again, they're up against
a good team.
The top. Well, they're clear by about 15, 16 points.
Yeah.
So
Henri was raving about Inzaghi on Monday Night Football. Did you hear him?
No.
Talking about Simone Inzaghi, he's a top coach.
Aye.
3-5-2 they played, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't.
He was going through it. What's your favourite Italian city you've been to?
Oh, Sorrento, mate.
Give us the story, come on.
The Sorrento story when I was going out to Capri. I'd never been to Capri. You've been to Capri?
Because more a lot of Capri.
Oh, it's lovely. So I was there.
That's a part of your hitting me this weekend.
I was there with my good lady, and we decided you go over in a nice wee boat ride, and it's fully the rich and famous. Right, I just went over for a wee sightsee.
I'm not interested in rich and famous.
No, you got to go on a sightsee, mate. So I goes over there.
You're nervous now, aren't you, thinking about that game?
Aye, sorry.
I goes over in a boat, nice wee boat ride over, up, and you sit in a wall. Usually you get a wee sort of a lift up type thing, because it's quite steep. But for some reason, we decided to walk up. So by the time you get sort of fucking knackered, and I'm sitting in the wall, misses, and I'm looking down, and the next minute I sees about 50, 60 people run towards me, right? Football, football, football. So she looks at me, and I turn around, and I says, fucking didn't they know there was a lot of Raith Rovers supporters, fucking Capri, right? So they're coming towards me, and I turns around, true story, and this guy just picks up his wee son over the thing, and he starts, and I turns around, it was a boy, Totti.
Oh.
Right, the most famous guy in fucking Italy. Yeah. And he says to me, have you seen his wife?
He's a talent, isn't he?
Mate, I would do him to get to her. She's sensational, man. She just walked like a female model walking down there, and they were all chasing him right in the security and everything. Does Lewis get that?
Did you need to say she walked like a female model?
I've got to say male model. So, my brain.
He's gorgeous as well, for taught, isn't he?
He's a handsome boy.
What about your favourite city, Italy?
I've not been to loads. I think I've been to Milan and Rome. Went to Milan on a trip in Rome to work, so you don't really see too much.
Was that Scotland?
No.
Were you the one? Were you on the trip where Tommy and McCoy were late for training? They set off early and were late.
No, I never made it. So I've no actually sampled Italy as much as I would like.
You been about Italy?
I have been a few places.
You ever tried to cross the road in Naples?
No, never been to Naples. My missus will not go. She's scared. She says you get mugged and all that.
Impossible.
She's staying in Easterhouse and she's scared to go to fucking Naples.
What's your favourite?
We went to Puglia in the summer. That was amazing, man. I absolutely loved it. I'm going to move there eventually. I've got the dual I'm learning Italian.
You're going to move?
Me and Lewis can hear a conversation Saturday night.
What, this week?
No, I started about 3 weeks ago now. I've nearly completed that.
Can you say hello?
Un cornetto, what's that?
That's a cone. Ice cream.
Croissant.
Aye. Cone.
It's a croissant, it's not a cone.
Is it not?
Un cornetto is a croissant.
Right, okay, what else
are you saying? Same you say in that accent.
So you're going to eat croissants.
Un cornetto.
To be fair, that's your breakfast.
That's what I have for breakfast, mate.
Coffee.
Lunch and dinner.
Latte, what's latte?
Lato.
Oh, by the way, I don't know. They look at you as if you're off your nut. I've told you that.
Before 11, order a latte.
Aye.
It's got to be an espresso, on it? Mm-hmm.
Before 11,
don't worry about
after 11, yeah, it's
bollocks, espresso.
I don't learn Italian. I just point at things. I want that one.
Well, I talked to Amazing Cities up at Arbroath Friday night. How was that?
Brilliant.
What a place, then.
Brilliant. You always get entertainment there. You don't always get the best of games in terms of football because you need to play at the conditions, but what a game.
I get a text from my boy, because I was watching another game at the time, but I was going to flick out at half time and says, you need to go and see Vinnie Jones.
He's covering that game up there.
Hey, Faddy.
I'll
take that, man.
That's a compliment, I'll take that.
And wee Bobby Denny's first.
Wee Bobby was
brilliant, wasn't he? What a guy, Bobby Lynn.
Is he retired from that?
He's at Oakley United.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh.
Top player. You like him, didn't you? Faddy, yeah, you loved him.
I thought he was, I loved when he came on, he just always try and do something great, quick feet.
Your type of player, man.
Brilliant. I thought he should have played me.
Nah.
Because he still looked fit. I know he was getting on, but he still looked fit.
Dick wouldn't have played him though, because the fans would always sing his name, wouldn't it? And they still wouldn't have put him.
In the second half, they were shooting down that way, so the fans moved to where we were doing the presentation. Just kept singing.
Bobby Lynn. Just quickly, last thing, I had a question for you. Honestly, I'm going to hunt you down. What's the best day of your life?
Best day of my life?
Good question, that.
No,
it's not.
What was that?
Easy,
go.
What? Honestly,
go see your family, ain't you?
No,
no.
What? Sign them your Rangers.
Fuck off, take off.
I'm doing the marble stuff.
You're sweet kids.
I know, I love them, but not as much as I'm
doing. I love the Rangers.
Not as much as. No, the thing was signing. Honestly,
talk us through the full day then. How did the day go?
Well, just going in, getting, obviously, knowing with John Gregg that I was going to be signing, and then it was in there. I can't really remember too much about it, but I remember coming down the marble stairs with my old man. My old man, as usual, being silent, no saying a word, but I could see him. How proud he was, how chuffed he was. So, and when you see your old man, like, you'll get that, won't you? You look at your old man, because he's kind of was, not so much now, but he's my hero. And I love my old man, you know, got a laugh and a joke and all that. But seeing him, like, going, because I was maybe fulfilling his dream, you know, with signing. So I was, honestly, I kid you not.
What age was it, what age were you then? 16?
But I just turned 16 when you signed professional, aye.
Professional. Obviously, I told you the one I met, neighbours at the racing.
That's
never,
right.
Never seen a horse. But the week later, I was out with Best and Puskas.
What, you, Best and Puskas? Or like,
there was another guy there, a boy that I was running about at the time.
And what, how were these guys?
It was good.
Any stories?
No, quite.
Was we both there?
I went there myself and mate. So I went there, flew to Melbourne. Went in a hotel, decided obviously jet lag and all that, you're not going to sleep, so I went, I'll go a wee walk and see what like the city is, just fucking up and down, blah, blah, blah. I literally walks out my hotel, turns right, and I hears a boy shouting, Daz! And I'm thinking, that fucking can't, surely, for Motherwell to Melbourne. And it was a guy that I knew that had lived in Motherwell, walking down the street. And I go in town with this guy. This is a guy that got put in the back of the motor and all that. He was the biggest con man in the world. But he went in and got me I was there for 8 weeks and went in and got me my full 8 weeks money, which was no good. Because you get 8 weeks money, you ain't getting back, are you?
No, you're done.
So I'd done a couple of games. I was the most wanted when I left. People fucking, he's left Australia. And I ended up, he took me everywhere. Honestly, he was the biggest con man I've ever seen in my life, this guy. He get in anywhere, everything. And I ended up with Best and Puskas.
Wow, what a story. What, that night in Fingerola must have been one of your best.
That three. We joked.
Paddy, come on, what is it?
Oh, how can I go after?
What, the France?
There must be one, come on.
What about football-wise, what was your best? The France?
The best feeling, I think it's really boring, my first goal for Motherwell, but the best feeling goal wise was probably when we beat Holland at Hampden. It was
Fletcher's
week, like 20, playing against like world class players, and we won the game. Really boring, but that's
not boring.
Probably my best feeling.
Do you guys play, can you remember your first goal in your last game?
Remember my first goal?
I can't even remember my first game, my last game.
My first goal and my last goal was into the same goalie.
Was it?
No! Seriously?
Ryan Essen.
Wow! That's mad, isn't it?
So, right, so who was he playing with when you scored?
Aberdeen and Inverness.
He was hopeless for Ryan Essen, wasn't he?
Two headers.
Probably
as well.
Should have saved both of them, I remember it. No, I'm kidding, he was a good guy, right?
Mate, that's incredible, isn't it? Can you remember your first goal with Rangers?
No, I can remember my score, debut. Man? I didn't score a lot, as you know. But my, no,
you can't remember your first goal?
No. I can't either.
That's or madness.
I can't even remember my first game.
Oh, I remember.
Somebody would need to tell me what my first
remember
game
my
was.
First game. That was the, when I was signed for Fit. It was as a 15 and a half year old with Big Tam's for Sive's testimonial.
I played in that. Do you play in that?
I got one
testimonial didn't count.
I remember my first
game. Sorry, for me,
I remember my first game. Testimonial. I played in that.
I can't remember him playing.
No, you can't remember yourself.
I can remember. 15 and a half.
Because I was.
Was it Swansea?
Aye. Because I was probably there sorting out your boots and all that, making sure your gear, getting you your cups of tea.
Who was this? You must have played in the one, the Southampton one. Whose testimonial was that?
No, never played.
Oh, by the way, if testimonials count, I played about 100 times for Celtic.
Aye, but that was his.
No, you made more appearances, you know.
Testimonials.
And then I was doing it at Queen of the South when I made my debut, but I remember that because that's what my job that day was to make sure you guys were all right. He said, yeah, anything you
remember
wanted.
Remember, he used to paint the boots? That was the worst fucking feeling in the world.
How do you paint them? Polish me.
See, on a Friday, if you. With the first team sheet we got, right, you were 16. So you again, it was all Adidas, right? And because all the games were on the telly, you had to get a paintbrush, white, and paint the stripes.
The white stripes.
I loved doing that.
What?
Oh, I remember you saying you're in the stuff like that.
Did you?
Oh, I loved it. Oh, so you get them and making sure you don't get on the white bits and oh. Fuck,
but the greatest feeling was, I remember turning up, 17, 18, and you always went into the boot room, and. On the Saturday, I went into the boot room and my boots weren't there because I was 23, right? I had the same number as Beckham at Real Madrid and that. I was 23.
And that's why Beckham chose that.
and that's what I was at Ibrox, 23, I can remember that. And my boots weren't there. And I'm thinking, where the fuck's my boots? Because the reserves and the first team played at the same time. So the team bus left at, say, 1 o'clock to go to Celtic Park. And my boots weren't there, and I'm looking about, and I went up to wee Joe, and I went, Joe, somebody's away with my boots.
Joe Mason's.
Aye, Joe Mason, and he went, your boots are in the hamper, you're going to Celtic. So that's when I knew I was going to Celtic Park at 1 o'clock on the Saturday.
What, the first team?
The first team.
Wow. Mm.
And by the way, I still didn't think I was playing, it was brilliant. See, in the days, and probably still the same, when the bus went down, the roads were just jam-packed, right? Jam-packed. You're talking about the old jungle time and all that. And I went into the dressing room, so I'm getting into the dressing room. So as I walk off the team bus, right? Never forget this. Walks off the team bus. I've got a wee mate called Desi, who's a Celtic through and through, right? He's stunning, ready to give the Rangers players dogs abuse. So as I walk down, do you remember, I'm all 18, I've never been in this. And he shouts, Dazzler, Dazzler, I'm like, Daisy.
I'm
going to tell you that. Sandy Jardine, I will never forget this Thursday. Sandy Jardine, brilliant, as calm as I've ever seen, just grabbed me with the back of the neck and he went, no the day. and he took me into the dressing room, right, basically dragged me in.
I thought you were going to see one of them just scalp me in the back of the head.
Oh, no, Sandy just grabbed me right by the back.
Imagine that, you're telling me,
I was ready to run out. How you doing that? And I went into the dressing room, and I'm going, and know that excitement, and I'm thinking, I'm counting players, and I'm thinking, I want to be in the dugout. I want people to see me in the dugout. I still thought I was got to be just there for the hampers. So next minute, the boys are up getting ready and all that, and Coop's running about and blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting up, looking up and excited. Coop says to me, fuck are you doing? I says, what is it? What do you want? What do you want? You want your boots or something? He went, no, you're fucking playing, you're number 10. Mate, right out of my head, I never, Greggy named it, the days, it wasn't like now, right, you know what you're playing, you know your strip, all that.
How did you do?
Scored after 5 minutes, mate.
Did you?
Fuck aye.
Did you go and see?
By the way, I'd have been early, but I wasn't warmed up.
Did you go and see Desi in the hospital?
Oh, right, that was the time when I went on the part, the what Coop says to me, I've surely told you that one, haven't I? And you walk out and you've played in them, and you walk out, and especially in that time, 60,000 or about 80,000 people in it, right? Easy. Fucking ruined the park. There were 80,000 motors. Never mind, that was the days the motors could get in and everything. And you walked out in that atmosphere, just, and remember, I'm only just battered you, right? I starts me, you know that, the nerves. I'm going, I don't know what I'm going to do here, right? And Coop, typical Coop, right? He couldn't get nervous. Cool, he's walking it about, chewing gum, not that care on. It's just bouncing. So I walk, so I just, what am I going to do? And he just went out of it. Just fucking run, I'll find you. I'll do for me. That's my strength.
How good an answer.
Just run, I'll find you.
That's my strength. 5 minutes diving header.
For his pass?
I think it was Jim Bett.
Was that right?
I was never seen that.
See, on that with the Rangers and Celtic King, Barry tells a good story about his father-in-law, innit? When is he not at a game and his father-in-law's fucking giving him that in the crowd of Celtic? Because his father-in-law's a big Celtic fan, isn't he?
That's what I've said to you before. Like, kinda, our family is kind of half Celtic and half Rangers. Uh-huh. So, which is good. Celtic or not, innit? Listen, we get all that, the rivalry, but we get great stories. And I always talk about Tommy Burns as well. You know what I mean?
My sunroof stole after
fuck's
it.
Sake, so all right, story. What's the sunroof?
Your sunroof stole? Aye, my motor, mate.
Aye. How do you steal a sunroof? How can you go through Tommy Burns' sunroof? How does that link?
No, I was just thinking, you're talking about the old days and the Saturday, so your instant, because you score and I've set up a couple of goals, 3 each, it was a brilliant game. David Moyes made his debut the same time as me.
So you were centre forward, he was centre half?
He was right back.
Right, how is he?
I don't know what happened to him.
Moyes wasn't
the greatest player.
He was just a big honest fucking giraffe. I think I've heard him say that.
Big honest giraffe.
Maybe it was him hugging you to your son.
Compliment.
So you instantly, because you're on Scotsport right away, and you've played with Rangers and the Celtic, people recognise you. So I went to Hamilton Pictures, my girlfriend at that time, the next night, the Sunday. And as I was walking in, I could hear these guys fucking giving me what's up. So obviously sell it. So it comes back and it's windy and it's a wee bit rainy. So I'm thinking, and I go to open my car and I'm going, my fucking car's open. So I looks in the back. Remember the old days we all had the sheepskin jackets? Remember the sheepskins? Everybody had, right. I'm still buying mine up the news. They were fucking, you had to have a sheepskin. They were the worst things you ever seen in my life. So I looks in the back, my sheepskin's still lying there. So I'm going, what? Right, my stereo's all right. Mate, I'll never forget this, right? So I'm trying to entertain her in the sense that I'm trying to just second or third date, right? And we're driving over the motorway to Motherwell. And she's got a brolly, sort of. I tried to hang in the brolly there. I try to hold it down, and I'm going at 10 mile an hour because of the wind. The bastards were away with my sunroof.
That's brilliant.
Specifics, isn't it? Salmon boys for you, isn't it?
Did you hear sheepskin? Foreskin.
Oh, God, aye. He's right, we all had. Why did we nicking about? We all that.
Somebody sent me a picture of you dolled up outside Ibrox, mate, and you look $1 million, shipping tie on. It was a sheepskin you had on.
And I've said that to you before. That's why I don't wear shipping tie, because I wore it when I was about 11 year old up until I was 20.
You must have one.
What's the big, what's your most expensive, what was your most expensive buy when you played? Do you remember?
Gear wise?
Uh-huh, clothes. Would you ever go first? Go out and keep it quite low key.
Probably some leather jacket or something.
Much.
Go for it.
Make over
up,
a grand.
Make it up.
Over a grand.
Right.
How's the other half live, mate? I actually met a guy played with you, Willie Pearson. He's played with you towards the end of your career.
Never heard of Willie Pearson my fucking life. Oh, sorry, Willie.
He said you played him a lot.
Willie Pearson.
I got a picture of me and him. I got a picture of him.
Don't you miss it, don't you? You knew
it. I was just
fucking dog paddy. You did it.
She's a time I'm glad.
It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while.
Right, the Coopman results. Faddy at the top of the leaderboard, 4 points. Well done, James. Si second with 3 points, and the two tits at the bottom with 1 point each.
What is that last week? What did you get with Sat?
You took Motherwell's a draw.
Dundee Kelly draw.
Did you
Motherwell's draw?
Fair play then.
Who else played?
Pence, who else?
Celtic Hearts, you took Celtic.
Put your clothes back on and tell us what the results were, please, mate.
Did you take Hibs?
Everybody took Hibs.
No, I never had to.
St Mirren, you used to Aberdeen and draws, I think, for that.
So I did, I.
We went St Mirren.
See, I need to. I think I need to keep picking draws for my though, so they win.
We're going to come to that in a minute. But obviously, what a massive weekend it was. What's your thoughts on how it unfolded? Didn't see either coming, did you? Well, obviously, no, there were predictions.
No, a difference a day makes. Saturday night. I mean, I wasn't working on Saturday. I didn't have a game. So I took it upon myself to go to my local to watch the game. I think, you know, with myself, I don't like watching it in Christ.
Oh, you're a wee bit overconfident, were you?
No, more often. Nah, not like, yeah, more I'm often than not. I wanted to watch the game because sometimes people want to talk and all that and you don't watch it right. So Saturday night, I mean, I was got a thought of. That's it.
Did you feel like expect to say like we're going to beat
them? Yes, her? Absolutely, because I think Celtic to win. And I thought, so I don't think Hearts have been playing great stuff. Mm. You know, take Shanklin out of that, we spoke about, I think they might be struggling, but I couldn't see that. But then there's factors in that, which you're going to talk about. Of course there is. Obviously the penalty, the sending off. So there was factors in that, so you couldn't foresee that. So no, I fully thought that Celtic would take care of Hearts.
It's a mad 5 minutes, wasn't it? Either missing the penalty and then Young getting sent off.
Some controversy,
wasn't it? Right, what do you make of the two penalties and the red card? What's your thoughts on it?
Right, I'm going, well, might be different for you boys. I don't think any of them are penalties.
No.
And I think Yang's is a red.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I don't
think they're penalties. Watching the game, I didn't think it was a red.
It's
I know everybody. No, even then, I know everybody's losing their head and saying there's a conspiracy and all that. I just think when you've got a high boot, there's certain criteria the referees look at to say, you know, is it dangerous play or whatever.
Mm. I feel for
I think it was a red. I thought it was a yellow. I thought the referee got it right. I thought he saw the full instant. The issue would be VAR was brought in for clear and obvious errors, things that the referee missed. He saw everything.
The reason I don't think it's a sending off is because sometimes the boots as high as that, if you're getting in aggressively with force, then aye, it's a red card. But you can actually see
trying
the
to nick it over his head, isn't he?
Just feed it over his head.
He doesn't move, does he?
No.
He just
so and that's why. But then when you see a still, which I've said before with VAR, you shouldn't have a still. It should just be played like 2 or 3 times in real time. But you can see what the guy's trying to do.
But did you think he'd get overturned then? If that was the case?
No.
See, I feel for the boy.
What's
right?
the point? Even appealing things.
Started coming out a bit of form as well, wasn't he?
He's been different class.
Yeah, since he's
different
came back
class. I've got to, and I do feel for him. I take on the points, but I can see for the referee situation of saying, right, go and have an hour look at that. And I thought, he's got to give him a red for that.
Did you think it was a red when you seen it before?
No, I think
everybody watching it thought. There's nothing wrong with
it. There's
and I don't think he missed it.
And the thing is, when you've played, no, just that we've played the game, anybody that plays amateur, junior, whatever, you know
you he's trying. You know that's not nasty.
You know what he's trying to do. He's just trying to get.
The ball's not there to be won.
See if he does that, it's brilliant play.
Yeah.
Because you're going like
I don't think it was a red. I thought it was a yellow.
I didn't think.
I actually thought the ref might have went and stuck to his decision.
Well, when he looked at it, I thought it. As soon as he told him to look at it, he's going to send him off.
Aye.
Did you think so?
No, I don't think it's a red card. Same as yous, I just think you've seen that happen in football so many times, haven't you?
The two penalties were poor.
What one's worse? The handball hangs mental.
The handball is
it? Nobody can explain that.
See, the handball, it's an absolute joke because what you're, and I think we're getting it now because as soon as you go into that box and you're maybe as a player, I'm not going to get past him. What are you going to do? You're going to clip it. Run about his arm, isn't he? See if it's going to hit his arm. He doesn't know where the ball is. He's turning away, it hits him.
I think even, because people are saying, the law is terrible. It's an unnatural position due to the action or the movement. He jumps up to heed it, misses it, he gets bumped. If you get bumped, you put your elbow into the balance. That was a terrible decision.
But they must not have made a mistake with that. You know what I mean? There's not a person or planet.
But do this though, because there's been other incidents where it's happened.
Look, I've seen it before because they're consistent now, aren't they? The minute hits your hand, penalty kick. I totally understand that. There's a million could look at. But that one, for me, terrible. I don't know how they can justify that, right?
Yeah. So where do you put your arms, your hands? What happens?
I hate
when you see players running, he shut somebody down, they're going to
throw. Their back.
It's hot, that's not
right. This is the whole thing. It was meant to be a natural position. So who's, Everybody runs different.
Yeah.
You move different. But right. That one, it's a boy off balance.
Fucking hell. James Forbes would give some man repairs.
He's not running like that,
innit? Yeah, you see boys run, innit? Some of them do that. See what you're saying? They run like that and all that, the horns come out and all.
We used to call Michael Tidzer Kaiser Soze, remember, Faye? he used to run with his hands like that.
But they used some of them do that, innit?
Brendan Rodgers been charged by the SFA, what's your thoughts on that?
I had to.
Nah, you can't,
just for naming.
You can't do that. You can't throw officials under the bus like that.
I cannot do that.
Are you surprised he named him?
Aye, at the time, because that's a shock value.
You were sitting in that pub with John Beaton when he named him, didn't you?
We were there. I was named Bar.
John was trying to win Ben's
and the pub is saying,
there is a wee bit, do you know, I think it's a wee bit irresponsible.
As soon as he said it, everybody was like, he's going to get charged. You can't do that.
Is that to deflect for the game, the disappointment, and just.
I think they played quite well. I've actually been quite critical in the past couple. I thought they played quite well with 10 men.
I wasn't surprised that they played.
I think that he's. A lot of people have given him a wee bit of stick over the last few weeks. It just shows you how good Callum McGregor is.
Yeah.
Because he plays the ball quick. Watt has done brilliantly. Too many touches in that area. The second goal comes for, I think it might have been the offside one actually.
That was the offside one.
Where he's taking a touch, yeah. Greg Taylor's advance. Just, Callum McGregor goes, touch, bang, and starts the attack. It just shows you what they're missing when he's not playing for me.
Yeah. What about Motherwell, what a result. How did Motherwell go about doing that at Ibrox?
Brave, wasn't
it? Best team won.
Oh. Yeah, do you believe it?
I don't think Rangers played particularly well, but what we'll say is this, man, this season I like Motherwell.
You can see what he's doing when they play in these games, and you can see they've got a chance, and your chance is you need poor finishing, you need a wee bit of luck, and you need to take your chance when you get them.
Does he always do the same thing against Celtic and Rangers, Faddy, or did he change how he went at Ibrox?
No, they play the same way. No matter who they're playing, but maybe a wee bit more defensive-minded.
Because if we get the ball as much, it's going to be natural.
Two boys up top are a difference. That's the first time. I give Rangers back four a lot of credit, and their goalie's magnificent. But the two of them, right? Vale, what a player he is for me. By the way, he's...
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff, like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. That's allbirds.com.
Same kind of guy I'd love to have played with, right? I'll just stay in the fucking middle, you get the goals, you just run your arse.
I thought he was excellent against Celtic.
He was brilliant. And then he changed the game at Livingston as well. Like, come on at half time. Obviously, his work rate's been great. And that's probably the hardest game that Goulson and Suter.
You could say Suter was poor. But I always like, you credit to attacking player. Because he rolls and
Suter tries
well,
to win it. He does.
He tries to nick it.
But
and get
big
in there.
Bear bullied Goulson.
I don't really want to criticise Goulson too much. Right. Because over the course of the last number of seasons, he has been brilliant. The number of games he churns out is incredible.
Many times do you hear this? If he has a bad game or two bad games, his legs have gone. His legs are away.
But I just think, I kind of had the feeling that Rangers weren't going to win. The one silver misses, the ball comes in, you know, and you're just saying, you just sweep that into the back of the net.
That's the thing, because after the game, Dessers has chances, but Dessers always has chances, but the one silver misses is...
I know. And then Motherwell hit the bar, Spittle as well. No, I always felt that with Motherwell, you look at them against Celtic, they were only, what, 2-3 minutes away from getting a result as well.
Twice, right? Can they make the top six? I think they can. Habs have got a better run of fixtures, I think. For me, Habs are favourites for the top six, but they can make it. Especially
you
know, it's one of them where before the game at the weekend people were saying, well, they'll be running out of games, they'll not win that one, so that's you know, the 3 points are not going to get. You never know. They've shown before they can go on a run, and if they get it right, they're a very tough team to play against, because they're solid if they can cut out the mistakes at the back, strong in the midfield, strong going forward. They could, but I think Hibs are favourites. Hibs have got a better run of games.
Four games to go before a split in the right to ten. That.
So
who are you going with?
I think Hibs. I'd love to see Motherwell doing it, but I've just got a sneaky that Hibs with that change of formation look a bit better.
Hibs will win enough games, I think. It's not Motherwell could win every game and still not make it.
Yeah. 9 games to left. Celtic or Rangers for the league.
Yeah, a coin.
Aye.
It's good to it. This title race is good.
I think it's. That's what I say to you, because go back 3-4 months ago, I'd thought, nah, we're well out of it. But to even be in this position, what he's had to contend with the injuries, there's more injuries he's got to contend with the game later on tonight. Unbelievable how he's been getting a tune out of the players, how he's had to kind of rejig at times. And
even he was talking about the January business as well,
wasn't he? He gets the absolute maximum out of him, and it's an incredible job. So to be sitting here 2 points ahead at the minute.
Well, they did it.
Well, of course, I'm hoping, man.
No,
of course.
Will
but
we do? Who would
do? I don't know.
Are you making favourites? So ask the boys this Monday.
I don't know.
Who are you making favourites?
I've said before, I'm going to sit on the fence with this
come
man.
Come on,
I'm going to sit, just like you.
I mean, come
you
on, Fergie.
I don't know. It's magic that it's because every game, that's how I was devastated on Saturday night. I was gutted on Saturday night. And then it changes, of course, because of the result at Tynecastle.
Saturday lunchtime.
That's what it's about being a football fan. It's madness.
Back to the old days.
Saturday lunchtime, you're looking saying the games against each other are going to matter. And then you're going, Rangers look solid defensively. Then they play Saturday afternoon. You're thinking, well, Celtic are there in the driving seat now. They need to go and win. Then Sunday night, you're going. So there'll be plenty of twists and turns.
Who do you think
was great? I honestly couldn't call it.
Everybody's balling.
It's no ball. It's not a show.
You can't make a balanced prediction on what you're seeing.
I went with Celtic at the beginning of the season.
So you're going to stick with that?
I'll just stick. Listen.
Can you see them dropping points against the other teams?
Aye.
Because of the weekend.
But I don't think they'll drop many, right? I really don't. But I think the Old Firm games are massive now. Mm. Massive. Look, the boys are right. You wouldn't like to put your last pound on it, would you? The only reason I'm sticking with Celtic is because I said to Celtic in August, so I may as well just stick them.
All right, the show's going to be going.
We just need a few back. For injury.
Who do they need back?
Matondo as well. See, Matt, I don't know if they're going to get them back any time quick.
Cortez has not got to be back soon.
He's just had an operation. So he's
Could Lawrence play it on the left?
He could, but he's better in the middle.
But it's no natural. Then you look at Sterling, could he do a job for a period? You've got Silva, could he play there? So he's having to kind of rejig, rethink how he's going to set up. So he has. But that's the only thing that will hurt Rangers is the injuries. They just keep coming. It's unbelievable.
But this is why when people look at, he makes five and six changes every week. Everybody's ready. They're all up to speed. You're not throwing somebody in that's not played any games, and that's the beauty of it when you actually need to play guys. They've been playing. So you're not going, he's not played for 10 weeks. He's 60 minutes. He's what you've got. They're ready.
But no having any natural width, you know, any wide players, I think that's going to be a wee issue, a wee problem.
I think you're right. I think the injuries, they've got tough games coming up. Obviously, they've been fit.
The show's going to go a couple of hours before the game.
Yes. Aye. So I just think the fixture list. So
Benfica in a bit of disarray, I'm seeing, isn't it?
5-0.
Our last couple of games.
You beat 5-0 with Porto, didn't they?
Do you fancy Rangers to get a result tonight?
Would you put it by them? Especially in Europa.
Listen,
you know what it's like when you get a doing. You know, there's a reaction. So there is.
Of
course they will. But you're away from home. It's in Europe. I mean, you come away with a draw. It's a great result.
Well, that's
the thing. So what do you like about Benfica as well? Just looking at them. You know, because Clement was talking about, you know, like their budget. What is like double what Rangers is, isn't he? He's probably quite right to kind of point that out. But why is that? It's because of what they did in terms of bringing the youth through and then selling them on for.
Motherwell won't be moaning about the budget on Saturday.
I think he was trying to make that point, but when you look at it, the reason why they've got double the budget is because they bring the youth through. Their youth programme's unbelievable. So
apparently they've got a great mixture of youth and experience.
And that's why the day once they sell the good young boys, they can go and spend a wee bit
even
to bring in the experience.
They bring ones in for South America, didn't they?
Yeah. I wouldn't put it by Rangers, mate.
Will they change how they play over here, Derek? They've been front foot under Clement. They've been front foot since Clement's
care. Depends who's asking.
But will he go and sit in at Benfica? Be hard to beat.
No, I don't. I think he'll stick to his game plan.
He will.
That's the way he goes about.
Aye.
Look, his back four, especially away from home in the league, have been decent, right? They've got his goalkeeper going about, you know, as well. So you've always got that added bonus. It's the front area, because I think with the injuries and the Cortes, I think is a big one. I thought he was going to be hit the ground. Well, he did hit the ground one, but I thought he was just going to take it to the next level. He looks brilliant, the boy, but I think Rangers have got.
I think you put Sterling at the night just for that defensive
thing. Play him tonight. I like him.
Do you like him at wide?
I don't care. Where he I think he's the kind of boy who'll play anywhere.
Bill is a fullback. He's used to playing in a wide area.
Yeah.
But by the way, it's no ideal. But needs must, and he's going to need it.
I think for Rangers.
But he'll not set up.
Has a good result.
Aye, but they'll not set up to be hard to beat. They'll not set up to be hard to beat. He's not going to sit in. He said that already. He doesn't do that with his teams. He always sets them up to try and win the game. You just don't go to win a game gung-ho. You go to pick and choose your moments.
Yeah.
And with the lack of players that he's got to pick, he's got to find a different way. Try to win this game tonight or come away with a positive result. So that's how I'm kind of, when you go, can they come away with a good result? Can they win? That's how I go, I'm not sure.
Mm.
But if they come away unbeaten tonight, I'll be happy, man.
And then got another tough fixture at the weekend. Hibs, who are in good form. Will they fancy their chances to put Rangers with the cup, Faddy?
I would imagine so, aye. I think they've been really good. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gone under the radar because before they played Celtic, all the talk was about you can't keep this style, you can't keep this formation. And he's changed it, and fair play to him. I think that he didn't have maybe the players that he wanted to make the change. Mariah Welsh has come in the midfield and really, he's done really well. It's helped Newell and it's helped Levitt, and it's allowed them to have a better platform to go and attack. So I think the confidence will be high with Hibs. I know that obviously, you know, Rangers have lost last week. They've got a big game tonight. Depending on what happens then, I suppose the good thing for Rangers is the manager has, you know, I think you said yesterday that he wants to win every game, everything. He's not going to put any more importance on any competition, he wants to win everything. So
another thing as well, Faddy, as a player, you look at the next couple of games, how good's that?
Yeah,
playing Benfica, games. You know, European, and then you've got that to look forward to on Sunday. And you should, because what a game that's going to be.
Jenky, does any of his team tonight with Hibs, with a view to Hibs Sunday?
No. He said before the
Aberdeen,
the cup final, Sunday, and the board says, you should maybe rest players for the in the European game for because the cup final. He says I want to win every game. I don't do that. That's not how I work. So he'll have, but he's made changes every game anyway. So he'll because he play whoever he plays tonight is because he thinks that's the best team to win the game tonight. Whoever he plays on Sunday is because he thinks that's the best team for Sunday. But it'll be a tough game. I think Hibs are in really good form. The boy Malida has been excellent, a brilliant signing. He'll be a threat going forward. Martin Boyle's on form as well. I think Hibs will give Rangers a tough game at the weekend. Oh,
you go with that as well?
Absolutely. I think it'll be tough, but I think because I'm not a fan of Hibs' backline, I think he could score all day against him. I don't think he can defend properly for me.
Ross County did create a few chances at the weekend, didn't they?
I think they gave up chances, but the problem is who's Rangers. Aye. But I think I agree with what Faddy's saying there. I think Hibs have improved. I think the formations, different style of formations, have been brilliant for them. But I fancy if Rangers can get a good result tonight in Portugal, coming there, I think they'll have enough.
Mm. And Rangers sometimes they go a wee bit more direct. They put boys into the box, and that's where Hibs struggle at times. Hibs are good middle to front. Oh, aye.
But who's got to be the ones in the wide area? Because struggling enough, you know, injury.
But that's what we're talking about. So there's
does that mean
conundrum? He's got in it. He's got to try and. I don't know about the boy Lovelace. I know he's back playing. He's back fit.
Good player, him.
Aye.
By
the way,
has he been back since he got injured?
He's back playing. That's him just back now.
But you know,
by the way, I thought Hugh. I'd never seen him.
He terrorised me last year.
Sometimes you just throw them in, didn't they?
Well, he's shown that in the closing that he's wanted to do, isn't
he? But it might not be ideal. I'm talking about fitness wise. I'm no questioning the boy's ability. You can see that. But you just, as he kind of up to speed. But sometimes you just need to take a chance and say, listen, you're going to go in there and do a job.
Well, that's what happened to your career, wasn't it?
Aye.
Threw us in, then realised, fuck, you're getting back.
Aye. But that's how you get your opportunity.
I achieved that in my career, but threw us in. I hold the record for us.
For what?
I played my first team at St Mirren at Love Street, right? We're going to Monte Carlo with the Scotland under 19s. Greggy pulls me. I'm ready to go to the airport. I've got Scotland gear on. You're not going. We're playing Aberdeen next week. Need to keep you. We get beat. I went first team.
Oh, that's
on the bench with the first team. In the squad with the first team. Reserves on the bench with the reserves. And didn't get a game in the reserves in 6 weeks. 6 weeks, mate.
So you were pulled out of Scotland squad?
Aye.
To be
Monte Carlo as well, right?
How
was it not your fault?
It fucking was my fault, mate. I was Billy Big Time. I was walking about with Scotland. I was the top man.
And then you're not getting a game for the reserves 6 weeks
later? Didn't get a game. I went the full 6 week circle, mate. Right. I was sitting, I'm no kidding you on, I was sitting at Stirling Albion with the Rangers reserves going, I'm not even fucking playing in front of him. I was playing in their first team of Scotland team. A couple of weeks ago.
Mad. Well, and same happened to you?
Aye, as soon as I was pulled out a few squads and all that.
So you were only making the match day squad?
Well, that was to keep me keep me fit for the first team games.
Pulled out of Scotland squads.
Pulled out of Scotland squads.
Pulled out of Scotland squads. You've got a wee niggling injury there.
Oh, that happened years ago, man. That happened in my
And then to keep you, and then you wouldn't even play when he took you to the Scotland squad, then you wouldn't play for the team on the side?
Aye.
You would?
Aye. But that was, obviously, you'd have beaten me and you could maybe get have a wee couple of days off as well.
So you went soon as bombed you, did you go and play with the resist?
Aye. But then that's why I went to Hearts, because I get threatened with no even playing in the reserves. I'd be sitting on the bench going around the country.
He says to him, you'll get the DL treatment if you don't
treatment.
And the thing is, you train all week, you don't want to be sitting on the bench.
No.
Of course there's sometimes you need to sit in the, but I didn't want to be sitting on the bench for the reserves.
It was different then and all, wasn't it? Like less subs and it wasn't a squad game, it was the being in the team was the most important.
I get back in the reserves, right? In the squad. And I'm now working my way back up, right? I went down the ladder. I'm fucking like snakes and ladders, by the way. I've double six. I'm coming back up. Tannadice, Dundee United. I'm on the bench, right? Joe Mason says, come on, big time you get back playing. I Ah, you fucking beauty. May I never move off her seat. He says, right, tracksuit off. He says, I want you up and doing. I'm going, hold on a minute, what's she talking about? I'm doing. I'm not fucking chasing back. Put me on it right back, the bastard. Right back. It's a bit
like learning curve.
Right back. Anyway.
What did you say?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what.
You just done it.
Oh, you went on.
Done it. Anyway, you get a skill.
I must admit, I enjoyed it.
One of them.
But right back.
I think it's one of these positions.
Oh, full back is easy position in football, mate. Oh, exactly. Just clump it down the fucking line.
As long as you've not got a winger.
Just spread. As soon as they get it, go wide. You can see everything. Oh, Mendy's got to come back and take the ball.
Mate, see if you clip the ball into the channel and nobody, you still get a fucking, that's not bad. That's all right.
You got to throw in.
Striker should be there, exactly.
Yeah,
should be open your
channel and get up, mate. That's why you give your mate a hard time. Mr. Wilson.
Aye. Right back sees his position.
Was Moyes big on when you never played with the first team? You had to go and play with the reserves?
No, but.
Oh, thank you, because that's the worst.
I like playing with the reserves.
Did you, mate?
If I wasn't playing, I wanted to play football. I didn't. I needed to play. There was a few guys where. You would be told you're playing, and the guy, Andy Holden Taff, who took the reserves, used to be like, no about me, about some players, don't give me him. I don't want him. It's not that you're not trying. When I was younger, at Motherwell, when you played in the reserves, you got a few first team players then, you used to go, how the fuck's this guy in the squad? How's he getting on the bench? How's he playing with the first team? Because they're not doing it the way that you do it, because you're a young boy. But they're only doing what they need to do, to tick her and get a wee touch of the ball and make sure they're ready for the weekend. So there is a difference. Mm. But I remember when Andy van der Meijde signed.
Hero Andy van der Meijde.
Playing the reserves, and Andy was going through a rough time. He wasn't playing, and he'd stuff going on off the pitch, and he's playing with the reserves, and he was just messing about, like taking people on, shooting, no giving a fuck. And one of the young boys says to me, and I would have been about 22, 3. And Andy van der Meijde's came from Inter Milan, Holland, like, well-known player. Yeah. One of the young boys goes, can you not have a word with him? Tell him to start trying and that. I was like, aye, sure. Yeah. I'm going to go up to Andy van der Meijde and say, come on, Andy,
mate, start trying for the resies.
So, I like playing with the reserves.
Did you?
Because you're getting a game. Uh-huh. I mean, look, I wasn't a reserve game, but I like getting a game rather than just training, doing your week, knowing when you get to a Saturday, or if we'd do shit kind of on a Thursday, but definitely on a Friday, walk through all the set plays, you'd be able to go and they're still out in the pitch doing the can throw goal kicks and throw-ins and every single week. You knew on a Friday you weren't playing, so it kind of ruins your weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then you just, I need to go on Monday, I'll be doing extra, the ones that are played, well, I'll be doing this. So when you go to a game with the reserves, it was like you go to try and focus on a game.
We had Paul Lambert, I was only 17 in the reserves. Paul Lambert used to come down at 35 and play every week. Fucking joy to watch, man.
Aye.
Wouldn't the warm up, he'd sit with a coffee, his boots untied till about 5 minutes before kickoff. Put the boots on out and master class, mate.
Do you know?
Just watch me, watch what I did.
See, when he started his coaching career, right? There was a wee boy that was at St Mirren with him, his best mate, a wee centre back, Norrie, is it Norrie? That's who it was. Him and he used to come to all the air games and the reserve games as well and sit and take notes and work on his. That was him starting his coaching
with,
unbelievable. He was so attention to detail, man.
You know Kenny McDowell?
Aye.
Kenny was a reserve manager. Brilliant.
Where is he now?
I don't know what Kenny does now, but he was brilliant. It was Danny McGrain that done it with. But Danny would always get the names wrong on the board.
Oh, did he?
So Kenny would write the team up, but it'd be in initials. So when the first time Lambo came down, Kenny flips the board over. He's like, right, Danny's going to do set pieces. Danny's staring at the board. He's like, PL. Who the fuck's PL? And Lambo's like, me, Danny, the captain of the fucking club, Paul Lambert. Danny kept forgetting his name, what a guy.
But I think that's, I know we're going to move on. See, when you go down and do it right, the young boys look and go,
love you.
That's how I need to do it. I need to work hard, and you've got a responsibility sometimes, but sometimes guys just need to do it for themselves to. Either they don't want to play or whatever, they just have to do
it. And that was like, if you didn't do it right, as a youngster, they get after you.
But we played with some.
Any names that would go down the reserves and no tie
leg? It was brutal. No, these guys were were at it. And these guys were coming back from injury and all that. Big DJ used to give me a hard time.
Did he, with Derek Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Because at times I had to play in the wing, you know, because the call, sometimes it'd be, you're talking about Jim Bett there, Jim Bett, you were talking about, there's guys like Bobby Russell coming back from injury and all that. So I had to play wherever, playing a wide area. If I didn't deliver,
In these days, but the, like, see, we had Joe Mason, right? I remember we played Aberdeen.
Joe, there's Joe Mason, can I mention that? And Stan Anderson.
Stan. Joe and Stan.
Worse. My God. I know that.
Joe was a man.
Stan.
Any the under 80 is lost on this by
him. I know. Right. But see, these guys.
The story, you wouldn't get away with it.
We know.
We played Aberdeen at Pittodrie. We're playing Ben Burden this Sunday, right? First team in a testimonial game, right? This is true. So, We're all out on a Saturday night having a few, and Sunday we turns up, it's a testimonial, nice day, on we go, Swanee in a boot, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, walks in the dressing room, wee Joe Mason walks in. We won 3-0 or something, right? Goes mental. By the way, get yourself a shower,
track,
and get yourself down to Ibrox by 6 o'clock.
Track.
And we're all looking.
We had to go and run.
Track.
Opened the shutters. By the way, we played Aberdeen, played Ben Burr, opened the shutters, took us in, put your training gear on, out onto the track, 220s, go,
fucking hell,
mate. That's how we would never be slacking.
We beat, and it was a youth game, we beat a bro something like 10-0, but because last 20 minutes we were fucking about flicks and tricks and all that, so it was looked upon as being disrespectful. Joe Stan, Big Jock was there at the time, and we were called in next morning, 8 o'clock. We thought we were only sure what was happening. 8 o'clock, and then upstairs get absolutely fucking blasted with Joe. And then there you go, Joe and Stan out in the track, and they ran us to we were spewed. Don't disrespect the opposition ever again like that.
By the way, the biggest DL treatment I've seen. You're talking about the DL going for the first team of the reserves. Tommy Gravison went for Real Madrid 6 months later, playing at Albion Rovers in the fucking reserves for Celtic.
That story's brilliant, isn't it?
Any other first team player would be miserable, mate. He was like, I love this lad. I fucking love this lad.
It's like fun, isn't it? Just wants to play football.
Play football. He just wanted to play football, mate.
It's magic.
What a guy. Massive game for Neil Warnock. How important is it to get a bit of positivity into the club?
I think that's what he's been brought in today, you know, to win a cup.
Do you not fancy them, by the way?
No, but no wonder.
Kelly's been good against him as well.
They've been poor, he's slagging the players, they're no leaders, they're weak, they've been bullied against Kelly, who they're playing at the weekend. He's not had the impact, has he, that people thought he would have, or that certainly Aberdeen hoped.
I'm going.
This is the last chance for any slither of, you know, anything good for them to get through this, get to a semi, but I can't see it. I don't think you can make Miofsky. But I can't see.
But he's been a bit off since he's came in for, didn't he?
Look, you can't come in and slaughter all the players and say they're no leaders and they get bullied. There's nobody that's up for the fight. They're not physical enough. You can say that in the dressing room.
That's the point we want to make.
Have a go. Soft. Bullied, weak, nobody's stepping up, nobody's having a go at each other. You can't come out and just slaughter players weak.
Call them out in the dressing room. Yeah. No, in front of the camera. You know, because even as a... Yeah, because what happens as a player, you become embarrassed about that and you become annoyed. And sometimes you just switch off. They'll switch off.
He's got the job to end the season. Most of the players will see.
Slightly. Call Gordon Dale the pussy, isn't it? He's just... See, on the Warnock, you look at the opposite, the guy is going up against him. You see the guy saying to Dale, fourth or Scottish Cup, my players can do both.
Aye.
What a difference in attitudes.
Just a good manager, isn't
it? He's built that team. Dale's built that team. They're his players, it's his team. Neil Warnock's come in, and everybody thought, a big name, and it's great value. It's great value for everybody apart from Aberdeen, players and fans. Because they're not getting the response. He's not going to be there after the summer if he makes it to the summer. So the players are.
If he gets the pay of the cup, he'd be better just coming back down the road, wouldn't he?
Thank you, Will.
That, by the way,
I think there's a chance. What's the point?
I know, but what did he talk about relegation?
They've just put the.
Leaving.
Put him in charge. He's not got to do any worse, is he? He's kind of won a game. He's beat Bonnie Rigg Rose.
They could go down.
I believe they could go down. I really do.
I can't.
I think you'd give me a chance for leaving in charge.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just put the boy in charge.
I know, but I say this all the time. I remember playing against Hibs.
Hibs from Hamilton, yeah.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Too good to go down. Look at the team they've got. Look at the players. Nobody's too good to go down. But see, when you're not winning games and you don't look like you're winning games, you've always got,
playoffs,
you've got good players.
Playoffs, they are doing, remember?
No, aye. Well, playoffs is still...
You get Wraith or somebody like that.
I just think that it's all right saying they're too good and they can win games and they probably will, but you can't have the attitude of, if we don't win this game, we'll win the next one. And you can't look too far ahead. You need to start winning games. So.
Why do you fancy Aberdeen, sorry?
Because I think they want to win a fucking game. And they're at home. And I know they're losing goals. Kelly are a threat, aren't they? Because they've got good options off the bench as well. They've got guys that can come on and score you goals.
I could be wrong, but I think that's going to be a comfortable Kilmarnock win.
Comfortable.
Nah.
He's got to start somewhere.
Battered them 2 weeks ago.
I know the boy Watson come on. Was it the winner he scored up there?
2-0 at finish one. Oh, up there, he scored that belter up there, didn't he?
Aye. But that was Aberdeen were in a better place at that time.
Yeah. But listen, I'm starting to go the other way now. I think he's
a stick to Aberdeen, mate. Stick to Aberdeen. Only championship team left in the dog green at Morton. What a job Dougie Imrie's done there. Can there be an upset? That is a horrible place to go on a Monday night with the cameras there.
Of course.
The BBC know what they're doing with that one, don't they? Is that on the telly, huh?
Aye, Monday.
I'm trying to drag them into a fight.
Of course, there can be an upset, aye. Hearts are obviously flying in the league. Came off the back of a good result and performance at the weekend. But Morton will put crosses in the box, they'll long throws for the halfway line.
Mm. Boy loves that throw.
They'll get it forward and strap on. They're a good team, they've got good players.
Who do you like for Morton, Faddy? Oakley always does well, didn't he?
Oakley does well, but Muirhead when he's playing well.
Is Power still playing them in the park?
Yeah, Power's all right,
isn't it? Good experience, good players.
Hearts will beat them.
That's the way I feel as well. Because I think we're all looking at that as an upset, and that's how I think Hearts will win pretty comfortably.
There you go.
I'm not saying that they're gonna, but no, they could upset them.
I'm gonna go Morton on my
seriously.
Are you?
I'm
right.
Good for you.
What did you have last night?
Not enough. Well, they're comfortable against Motherwell, I thought.
Yeah, but I think
are Hearts that much better than Motherwell?
I think Hearts are different.
Motherwell were
poor on the night, weren't
they? Aye. Motherwell were in that mode of conceding poor goals and they just never really managed to recover. Hearts are in a better place. They know that to get the ball to Shankland, they'll score.
That is true. Right, you need a big week here.
I do.
Already, we've only 1 week in, you need a big week here. Right. So we'll let you go first.
I'm going.
Aberdeen versus Kilmarnock.
Are you going for that?
I need to go Aberdeen because yous are all going Kilmarnock. And then I'm going to go Livy.
Right, you're going to Aberdeen, Derek.
I think it might go to extra. Do we get any extra time?
What would they just to win? Just the result?
To go through.
Kilmarnock to go through.
Kilmarnock.
Celtic v Livingston, Celtic.
Celtic. You never know, that's a tough one.
Celtic.
Hibs versus Rangers.
Rangers. All day.
Rangers.
Tough one, but Rangers, I think, will
come on, Faddy. Go Hibs, you're four up.
I'm going to go Hibs.
Are you going to go Hibs?
Aye. He's gambling. I'm not gambling.
I'm going to gamble on the last one. I'm going to go Morton to beat Hearts.
And I'll go to Jambos.
Morton beat Hearts, I'll buy you a bottle of fucking whatever.
A nice bottle.
What do you drink? Red or Prosecco or
Jameson.
Something?
Just whatever you want. No, just you pick what to buy. You buy his anything that you think he'll enjoy.
I'll buy you that. There you go.
Right. You going Hearts?
I like Morton. I think he's doing great down there.
Dougie's doing a brilliant job.
Not for me.
All right, Hearts.
They've learnt a wee.
I'm
they've lost the last couple.
Do you want to know? There's too much at stake now at this time, so the players will be focused. They'll be at it. They want to get
lost the last two, Morton, aren't they?
Some of the Hearts players will know it's hit them.
But that's pitch, you
pitch
start
and everything.
You
forget
start
the
smell.
Pitch. Hold on a minute. Have a look at the
it's
top
no pitches
in
the park.
They're shit.
No, I know, but
so you're not turning up. Even Celtic Park, they know, isn't the greatest, is it? And it's usually brilliant. So it's not a case of the pitch, it's the surroundings you're talking
about. I'm going with you, I'm going for an upset.
Yes, James.
Hey, you want a bolt as well?
That's why we finish at the top and you finish at the bottom, wee man.
I'll bother in.
I'll take one in.
Right, that's it. I'm on for two then.
I'll have a milkshake.
How often, he's asking how often you go hunting. Well, he's up to the rest of the day. I like to just know. Gym again, same old chite. He's never changed your Thursdays up now, always the same.
Breakfast back for us, innit? Breakfast come.
Hi, we're going for a wee roll.
Hi, he's going for
we've not
bacon and egg and a sausage. I'm starving.
Wait, you shoot that, mate.
Aye. I just.
Who'd you call that? Who's that guy?
He looks like somebody.
Right, there's three things.
Film star Martin.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
He's got a big
nose. Copy your baldy bastard.
Steve Martin.
You did.
Fuck you. He's like Roxanne. He's about 20.
That's exactly what you like him. Roxanne. Do you know something? We were talking about this yesterday. She up when I used to stay up in quarter. Used to be member of mine. She used to say to my missus, she went like, "Oh, Derek, he's a lovely fella. Love having a wee gab." But she's, "He looks like a film star, doesn't he?" Carol's going like that. "Film star?" She goes, "Aye." She says, "Oh," and she goes, "Who?" And she went, "Sat, who was his name?" She went, "Jackie Chan."
Jack, I was like, I was like, "Fucking brilliant, man." Steve Martin, Jackie Chan.
Tremendous. Class, man. Steve Martin.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.